Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I have Swayed at the network. And we are live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, et cetera, et cetera. And he writes the blog objectivityistheobjective.com. Going to be talking about a state of lawlessness in just a little bit. Selwyn Duke in the second hour, writer for The New American, with all his latest, and he's got a good one. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it because he writes so many other good ones before it, but there is one entitled Ghost COVID and the Ghost of the Nuremberg, okay? Very interesting one. Well, let's look at some news. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman to be nominated to the Supreme Court of the United States, is now the first black woman confirmed to the high court. The Senate confirmed her 53-47, with all Democrats and two independents who caucus with them backing President Biden's pick, and the predicted three Republicans joining. All remaining Republicans voted against her, as they have each step of the way. When Jackson takes the bench, it will be to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his intention to step down, provided a suitable judge to be nominated and confirmed. Breyer is expected to remain on the court until the justices take their summer recess, when Jackson will take his place. Though it became clear in the first days of committee hearings that the GOP would largely reject Judge Jackson, it soon became clear, just as clear as the opposition would fall short of what was needed to halt the process. Now, throughout the proceedings, Republicans objected to the nominee's evasive answers regarding her judiciary philosophy and how she defines the role of a justice. They also took issue with her history of sentencing convicted criminals, especially in crime, pornography, children cases. Now, despite numerous objections and speeches regarding why Judge Jackson should not join the top court in the nation, the Judiciary Committee tied 11-11 along party lines to advance her confirmation to a floor vote April 4th. The Senate voted later that day to allow it 53-47, with Senators Lisa Mikulski, Republican Arkansas, Susan Collins, Maine, and Mitt Romney, Republican Utah, joining the Democrats to achieve the necessary majority. Those same three GOP senators announced their intention to support the judge all the way, and they did. The vote to invoke cloture wrapped around up just after noon, coming in at 50 Democrats and three Republicans in favor, with 47 Republicans against, and the final confirmation vote followed immediately after. Ran across a very interesting story. A non-religious student in Texas has won a $90,000 court settlement after she allegedly was harassed by a teacher for refusing to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. The group American Atheists sued Klein Oak High School near Houston after a student claimed that a 12th grade sociology teacher punished her for not reciting the pledge, according to the Houston Chronicle. The atheist group said the girl refused to join the exercise because she disagrees with the phrases liberty and justice for all and under God. It said the girl is an atheist who believes black people and other minorities are not guaranteed justice in the United States. The Texas Association of School Boards settled the group's lawsuit for $90,000. Quote, non-religious students often face bullying or harassment for expressing their deeply held convictions, Nick Fish, president of the American Atheists, said in a statement. No one should have to endure the years of harassment, disrespect, and bullying our client faced. The fact that this happened in a public school and at the hands of a staff who should know better is partially appalling. After nearly 5 years of litigation, the defendant finally made the only smart decision and agreed to settle the case. Well, the girl has consistently refused to recite the pledge during her years in school, the group said. but one teacher insisted on singling her out in class and harassing her over the decision, a right she has under Texas law. American atheists claim the teacher tried to force the girl to write down the pledge as an assignment. And according to the group, when she refused, the teacher, identified as Benji Arnold, told her, "What you've done is leave me no option but to give you a zero. And you can have all the beliefs and resentment and animosity that you want." In its lawsuit, the group said a recording contained audio of the teacher telling the class that those who don't like the United States should move to Europe. Jeffrey T. Blackwell, litigation counsel for American Atheists, blasted Arnold, saying, quote, "The classroom is not a pulpit. It is a place of education, not indoctrination." Now, I pause because think about everything that's going on in schools in America today. And his, quote, "The classroom is not a pulpit. It's a place of education, not indoctrination." And my comment, listener, if you think it's a place of education and not indoctrination, you haven't been paying attention. Meanwhile, back to the story. This settlement serves as a reminder that students do not lose their First Amendment rights when they enter the classroom, Blackwell said, according to the Chronicle. Texas civil rights attorney Randall Cullinane also said the settlement is a reminder that kids don't lose their First Amendment rights. "It is incredible the time and money spent by the Klein Independent School District to stop a student's free speech," Cullinane said. "School staff need to teach the Constitution, not violate it." According to the report, the teacher is still employed by the school district and in 2020 celebrated 50 years as an educator. While conservatives rightly celebrate the decisions of schools to offer children the opportunity to recite the Pledge of Allegiance or even a time to pray, it is incumbent on all of us to remember that Americans also have the freedom to refrain from those activities. America is certainly a nation based on Judeo-Christian ideas, but our founders wisely crafted a national ethos that did not impose any particular religious idea on our citizens. We are all free to choose or not to choose a religious affiliation. As parents, we should raise our children to respect the United States and feel proud to recite our Pledge of Allegiance, but if, for whatever reason, they sincerely don't agree with such sentiment, they must also be respected. Another comment from yours truly, you know, let me read this again. Whatever reason, but if, for whatever reason, they sincerely don't agree with such sentiment, they must also be respected. You know, for example, if you don't want to take the shot, or if you don't want to wear the mask, never mind. Back to the story, our educators must thread a fine line teaching children that America is the greatest nation on earth, while not harassing children to denounce their personal ideas. They may grow out of their childish ideas of anti-Americanism, but if they don't, that is also their right, and schools must respect that. By the way, the original article here appeared in the Western Journal. Thank you very much. You may not believe this, but last week, President Joe Biden got rather mixed up. Okay? Rather mixed up about the First Lady Jill Biden's job history, referring to her as having once been the Vice President of the United States. That's right. Right out of Joe's mouth, which, of course, she has not been. As President Biden is himself a former vice president, First Lady Jill Biden was once the second lady, which all the same means rather difficult to mix up with vice president. Did he get her mixed up with himself? Now, it's bad enough that Biden has been displaying weakness left and right by running his gaffe-prone mouth as he attempts to play a game of nuclear chicken with Russian President Putin. This time around, he made it all the worse by doing so during a formal commissioning celebration of the USS Delaware. That's a Navy nuclear submarine, to which First Lady Biden served as a sponsor. The President of the United States fumbling over Rose, his wife had previously held, is a pretty bad look during borderline wartime, but this is what we've come to expect from the Biden administration. And the same can be said for the look on the First Lady's face as he bungled this point, and she was likely acutely more aware of what was going on and the repercussions of his appearance in public than her husband appeared to be. Mrs. Biden's face at the moment her husband refers to her work as the vice president falls, and you can almost hear her internal groan upon taking in Biden's latest gaffe. Her anguished expression is well representative of the mood that seems to often surround the president, and that is one of strained anxiety, bated breath for the next flub, and a potential need for a quick cover-up. Now, of course, the First Lady isn't great at avoiding missteps herself. Remember that time that she only hung stockings for the Biden grandchildren that weren't fathered illegitimately to D.C. strippers by crack-addled first son Hunter Biden and opted to simply remove all the stockings when the press caught wind of it? Yep, real smooth. Now, if I hung my stockings up and the press got wind of it, they'd say, what is that smell, right, in the wind? Okay, I'll leave that alone. Now then, nope, things within the sphere of the Biden White House appear to be very tense and chaotic, and no wonder. Biden is not only remarkably gaffe-prone, he has a long history of being accused of political corruption on top of now appearing to be befuddled, confused, and borderline senile almost every time he appears in public. When they're not shooting Republicans away from him, and you know, and it says shooting Republicans away from him, I'm pretty sure there was a streak when they wrote this because it should be shooing, right? They're not shooting anyway. His handlers are shooing him away from reporters. Okay, there are rumors among D.C. insiders that his staffers have a full protocol in place to shield him from media scrutiny when he's getting too chatty and when he does have to provide public remarks as he, you know, the President of the United States. He comes armed with flashcards and notes. And who can forget his oftentimes massive yet glitch-prone teleprompter? The cameras didn't miss the current Vice President Kamala Harris's face during the State of the Union address last month when she silently mouthed the correction as Biden inexplicably mixed up Iran with Ukraine. And soon-to-be former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted outright that she preferred Biden wouldn't be quite so loose-lipped with members of the media, which he can only imagine has made her job as the president's chief spokesman incredibly difficult to navigate. Everyone in the presidential inner circle seems to be stressed out, and they are stressed out about one thing: what happens when Biden opens his mouth, which, as is ever often the case, leads to disaster. Now we get yet to another mark in the seemingly endless list of indications that the man appears to be flirting dangerously with a cognitive state that would render him entirely unfit for office. All right. Wow. Well, we're going to take a break, and then the one and only Judd Garrett's going to be here. A state of lawlessness. You don't want to miss that.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Think of the many sacrifices it took to establish and to preserve liberty in the United States. Think of the many generations that went before us, that spilled blood to preserve that liberty, our freedoms. And look at how long it took, not very long, for us to lose many of those liberties. One flu season, together with lockdowns galore, and so many of those liberties just slipping away. In the United States today, we see an American government that is weakening abroad, even as it oppresses its people at home. We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN. And want to welcome back the one and only Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, former NFL player, coach, and executive. He is a frequent contributor to the website Real Clear Politics and has recently published his first novel, No Wind. Judd's blog is objectivityistheobjective.com. Welcome back, Judd. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good here, getting ready to have another heat wave. Kind of strange, oh, wow. But I like the heat, so, you know. And you probably do, too, because, you know, it gets pretty cold out there in Texas sometimes. So, anyway, let's get to a serious subject here. One of your recent, or I think this is your latest report, A State of Lawlessness. And it involves, listener, you know, after this mass shooting in Sacramento, California, which killed 6, wounded 12, many politicians and celebrities on the left have been trying to exploit this tragedy to take citizens' constitutional rights from them, and you guessed it, more gun control laws. That's what we need. Yeah, sure. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's what's happening. I mean, Joe Biden stood up and said, we must do more than mourn, we must act, and he called on Congress to pass some more gun control laws. You know, the mayor of Sacramento, you know, he said the same thing. You know, thoughts and prayers are not nearly enough. We have to, you know, they have to act as a city, as a state, as a nation. People are calling for smart gun laws. Golden State Warrior head coach Steve Kerr said he wants common sense gun laws. But the interesting thing about those is they never define what these smart gun laws are or what those common sense gun laws are. They say that. It's a nice buzz phrase. It sounds good. But they never define what that is. I want common sense gun laws, but it's probably a lot different than what Steve Kerr wants. So, I mean, this ambiguous talk means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and you say new gun laws will do two things. Pardon me. Take guns out of law-abiding citizens' hands, which will make them more vulnerable to be victims of violent crimes, and leave the guns in the criminal hands, making violent crime and shootings much more likely. You know, it's the old thing, and I've said it so many times, I even get tired of hearing it. When you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have the guns, all right? It's not decent Americans, you know. You can't punish them to stop, you know, the shootings. You got to get to the culprits.
Exactly. I mean, the law-abiding citizens follow the laws. They have the guns. They follow the gun laws. They don't shoot people. They don't shoot people with their guns. It's the outlaws. It's the criminals with the guns that are using these guns to kill people. And that's what happened with the shooting in Sacramento. These were criminals who were shooting people. They weren't normal law-abiding citizens. But when you pass these strict gun control laws, the law-abiding citizens are going to be the ones that turn in their guns, not the criminals.
Yeah, you know, and tell me if I'm just absolutely stupid for bringing this up, okay? But, like, you know, you have automobiles that run into other automobiles and kill people. So let's outlaw automobiles, right? You have bingo daubers that might, you know, could put somebody's eye out. Okay, let's ban bingo daubers. You know, I think the whole word that replaces all of it is responsibility, and a lot of it has to do with training. I mean, you know, you got to learn how to play bingo. You got to learn how to, you know, drive a car, right? And you got to learn how to shoot a gun. And I don't know what the percentages are right now, but I don't believe that, you know, people that have guns, just because, you know, they don't know how to shoot them right because they weren't trained right. They didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's, and criminals, they just, you know, go out and buy the guns. I don't think they go to a practice range. They practice when they're killing people or shooting other people.
Most of the time the criminals own the guns illegally anyway. They're buying them on the black market. They own them illegally and they're using them to commit crimes. And again, it's the law-abiding citizens who are following the gun mm-hmm. laws, and they're going to be the ones who get punished because they're not going to have guns in their homes to protect themselves when the criminal comes in and tries to kill everybody.
And in the states, like, for example, Chicago, Illinois, okay, they have gun laws, but they just go out of state and get the guns, and then they bring them back and start killing everybody in Chicago. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more from Judd Garrett, and this one is A State of Lawlessness. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, and the website, Objectivity is the Objective.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A 13-year-old in Pittsburgh has dreams of Broadway glory, but he can't even win a part in his middle school drama club in Better Nate Than Ever, now streaming on Disney+.
Forget New York. I'm just trying to survive seventh grade.
I love that you're still acting.
Based on a 10-year-old novel by the writer-director of this film, Tim Federle, the movie follows the adventures of Nate and his best friend, Libby, as they sneak away for a weekend in New York City for an open casting call on a new Broadway show, a process that's aided by Nate's Aunt Heidi, played by Lisa Kudrow. The plot is silly but good-natured and energized by the sometimes over-the-top performances by Ruby Wood as Nate and Aria Brooks as his best pal. It's rated PG for a storyline that's sometimes funny and occasionally genuinely touching. 2.5 stars for the lightweight but likable Better Nate Than Ever.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer talking about my favorite Italian restaurant, Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. A fantastic place to eat. come inside and dine in our Italian town square, complete with a 10-foot Christmas tree. That's right, 10 feet. Enjoy our food made from secret family recipes, pasta, chicken, seafood, salads, and our delicious pizza. Incredible desserts, including my favorite, the tiramisu, flown directly in from Italy. Feel the spirit at Angelo and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022 or visit angelosandvincis.com. That's angelosandvincis.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground. Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with Judd Garrett. Objectivity is objective.com. Talking about a state of lawlessness and mostly guns and people that have them that shouldn't have them. And, you know, this ties in, too, like your article brings up with 42, Title 42. And I've been talking to a lot of people about that. It's I think it's May 23rd is when it's going to go into effect. And you mentioned here that currently there are 11 states, 180 cities and counties, which carry the designation of sanctuary cities. And that also involves a little problem, finding out who's got the guns, right, Judd?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, these politicians are calling for more gun control laws, but essentially... we're living in a state of lawlessness. I mean, the Biden administration refuses to enforce our border security laws. He's going to repeal the Title 42 in May, as you've said. We have cities, we have counties, we have states who refuse to enforce, you know, our immigration laws, and they're protecting illegal immigrants, not just from deportation, but also from the consequences of crimes that they commit. So at the same time, we have these leftist politicians wanting more gun control laws and gun control laws. They are completely ignoring the laws we have on the books, which are endangering many of our citizens' lives.
And then, because of all the influx of illegal immigration, but it won't be illegal, see, because they'll say, oh, no, we've changed the rules now. You know, oh, you mean the ones that the United States, you know, legislative people voted in a long time ago and made a whole list of his, this is the you know, immigration chart that you should follow. And, well, no, we're going to do it now. I'm going to use an executive order. And I don't even think that's legal whenever you start messing around with things like that. Why didn't he use an executive order on the Constitution? But here's the other problem. The flip side of the coin, listener, is not only are we having a major problem with guns out of control, but now we also have the drugs out of control and all the things that come with it. You know, it's a no-win situation. It's like, what can I do to sink the United States?
Well, exactly. I mean, like I said before, I mean, these politicians do not want to enforce the laws on the books, and the drugs are another example. We got a lot of drug laws on the books that aren't being enforced. We're not using the DEA. We're not using ICE down at the border to prevent all these drugs being smuggled into our country. You know, in 2021, there was a 4,000-time increase in fentanyl being smuggled into our country. And fentanyl is one of the most deadly drugs there is, and we've allowed that just to come into our country, you know, unfettered, and it's killing hundreds of thousands of people. So it's, you know, the statistic is drugs kill 45 times more people per day than the gunman in Sacramento did that one day. And we want to change all of our gun laws for that one incident, but we're doing nothing to enforce the laws on the books that would prevent these overdoses that are occurring on a daily basis.
Yeah, and fentanyl is sort of like all of a sudden you've won the lottery if you're a drug dealer. I watch a series. I don't know what channel it is, but anyway, it's not one of the regular ones. But it's all about customs at airports especially, and what they're smuggling this stuff and how they do it. And when they come across the border, especially, you know, in Texas and California and Arizona, those three mainly, it's amazing. But if they can get fentanyl across, see, that's it. That's the biggie. Because then you'll see, you know, once they catch it, it'll say estimated amount and dollar amount, and it'll be, with fentanyl, it'll be like millions. $2 million worth, you know, whereas if it's cocaine, it might be $239,000. You know what I'm saying? And fentanyl is, because it's liquid, it's actually kind of easier to smuggle across, you know. They've got some very clever ways to do it. And instead of worrying about that stuff, they say, how can we let more in? How can we let more in? How much vetting is done on these people that we're letting in, you know? And where do you think MS-13 came from? It's just like shoot yourself in the foot. I think that's a pretty good expression. And that involves the gun, Judd. So we're back to that.
Exactly. I mean, it's the whole point. Everything that the Biden administration's been doing, that these leftist politicians have been doing for the last 2-3 years has been inviting lawlessness into this country, whether it's through the southern border, whether it's not enforcing our laws. You know, we have leftist DAs and prosecutors in our major cities who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals. They let these guys off once they're arrested on low bail or no bail. You have people like Kamala Harris who headed up the Freedom Fund up in Minnesota, who was paying the bail for the violent rioters, you know, in the BLM and Antifa riots. And we're letting these criminals back on the street to commit more and more crimes. And at the same time, we have leftist politicians saying, pass these gun control laws. It doesn't add up. You're either for law and order or you're not for law and order. And Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats are not for law and order.
Yeah, and when you've got your vice president, like you just mentioned, hooked up to getting criminals out with no bail, violent criminals, you say that throughout COVID, California released thousands of violent offenders. Remember whenever they were draining the jails and the prisons out here because, you know, they weren't 6 feet apart? I guess that's probably what it was. And four or five of them said, I'm not wearing a mask. That's what got me in here in the first place. That's pretty good. I just made that one up. But anyway, thousands of violent offenders, even murderers, were put back into their communities. And this is in this report from Judd Garrett. And just recently, and we were talking about it earlier, Sacramento, right? one of the suspects, who was in prison for committing violent crimes, had just been released, and they gave him, like, I don't know what it was, 20 years, and he got out 6 years early. And he's one of the guys that starts shooting again. And then look at smash and grab, you know. Boy, what a way to do your Christmas shopping. And they're not doing anything to him. What in the world is going on in this country?
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. And that's what you worry about, is that you'll have these laws on the books, and they're going to selectively enforce those laws. So there'll be some people, as we see with the Capitol riot on January 6th, we got those people who have been sitting in jail for over a year who didn't commit an act of violence. They're just sitting there, and they're being punished without even a right to trial. And then you have these violent criminals who are being let out, you know, on low bail. So it's going to be, all these laws are going to be selectively enforced, mainly for political purposes. So if you're a Trump supporter or you're conservative, they're going to crack down hard on you. If you're a liberal or you voted for Joe Biden, they'll let you off. And then this is the state of the country that we definitely don't want to get into.
Yeah. Tell them about some of this other, under the headlining, this trend is sweeping most of our country, and about how they, what was it, Quintez Brown, leftist activist? Yeah.
In Louisville, Mayor candidate Craig Greenberg, right. You know, there was an assassination attempt on him by a guy by the name of Quintez Brown. He's a left-wing activist. You know, he was apprehended, and he was let out on bail less than 48 hours after just trying to assassinate a political candidate. He was let out on bail, and he's walking the streets today. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You want to do everything you can to protect, you know, our political system, and if people are allowed to take shots at political candidates and then get to walk free, we're not going to have a political system worth anything anymore.
Now then, you know, some people will say, you know, sometimes these right-wing and newspapers and reporters, you know, they'll make it sound like it's a big lie, and I think it is. Like, what are you talking about all of a sudden Sacramento is one of the most violent cities, and especially in California? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Judd Garrett has some facts here. 908 new crimes were committed by individuals released on zero bail in 2021 in Sacramento. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you know, in Sacramento, you know, a bunch of criminals were let out with no bail after being arrested for crimes, and they turned around, and there was not, they recorded 900 new crimes were committed by those people who were let out with no bail. So if they were left in jail and forced to pay bail, that'd be 908 fewer crimes that would have been committed in Sacramento.
Yeah, and I know, you know, I'm posted here in California, so, you know, and let's see, it's a noon hour in New York, so let's see, we got to find something good for you New Yorkers. And according to the guy who checks this out, Mr. Judd Garrett, October of last year, 21-year-old New York City college student, Cico Como, KOMA, you know, that used to be a great radio station in Oklahoma City. Chuck, getting back to the story. Yes, anyway. College student Coma, he was shot in the head by a reputed gang member, 17-year-old Steven Mendez. Guess what? Steven was out on probation after being arrested for first-degree assault, first-degree robbery, and felony gun possession committed in July 2020. But they gave him probation, and so then he goes and shoots this guy in the head. You know, it's, what are they gaining,
Yeah, he could have been, you know, put in jail for up to 10 years for the crimes he committed. He was let out on probation, and then less than a year later, he's shooting somebody in the face, you know, some innocent college student who's just walking down the street, he gets shot in the face. And you know, this is what it turns into when you allow these violent criminals out on the street. And it doesn't matter that he was only 17 years old. Okay, if you show that you're going to commit adult acts of violence, you should be treated like an adult.
Yep, and very few of the Black Lives Matter, Antifa rioters, very few of them charged with any crime, you know. What would that be? Prejudice against them if you do something like that? And BLM, you know, look at all the trouble they're in now because of not dispersing the money where it was supposed to go.
Yeah, BLM is a fraudulent organization. I mean, everyone agrees with the sentiment of Black Lives Matter, but yeah. The organization is a fraudulent organization, and you know they're using the money that people are donating for the cause to buy mansions in California, as opposed to taking that money and maybe help build a school or help kids with tuition or something like that. They're just using it for their own enrichment, and that's what they are. They're fraudulent, and they've been exploiting, the issue of race in America for their own enrichment.
Yeah. I was watching a basketball game last night, the Lakers and Warriors, and I noticed that a bunch of Laker players, the Warrior players, I'm sorry, had BLM shirts on, and I'm thinking, it's a good cause. Black lives do matter. But guess what? Yellow, brown, white, all lives matter. And then I could get into the animals. What do you think of that? I mean, there's a lot of animals, and I'm an animal lover, and I could start selling those T-shirts, right? Animal lives matter. That would be ALM. I'll have to look at it to make sure I haven't messed up here. But anyway, it's those people, that are playing basketball, and they believe that. But because of what BLM is doing, Judd, and what they did with all the money, that's kind of bad. And see, I didn't like Black Lives Matter organization because they had that Blue Act. And are you familiar with that? That's where some of the money went into Democrats. Yes, the Democrats. Little kitty bag there, whatever you call it. What is that thing? Anyway, it's like a piggy bank for the Democrats to help them. A lot of people didn't know that. It was called the Blue Act, and there was a certain percentage that went to them. And I don't know why. Maybe they were helping them run the organization or whatever, but, a lot of crazy stuff.
Well, it's par for the course for the Democrats because, like BLM, they both like to exploit, the racial issues in our country. For their own advantage.
Who is this George Howard? Okay, let's look at him. Okay, committed murder within weeks after being bailed out by the MFF, and that was Kamala Harris's Minneapolis Freedom Fund thing.
Yeah, the Minneapolis Freedom Fund, which was head up by Kamala Harris. They got this guy George Howard off on low, but they paid his bail for him, and then within weeks after being let go, he went and committed murder. So I mean, this is what happens. I mean, the system wasn't perfect, but it was working. It was designed to, the reason why you have bail is to keep these violent criminals off the street, and when you let these guys out, they're just going to turn around and commit more crimes.
And by the way, coming up on a break here, but if you are a candidate for the Supreme Court of the United States, and you happen to be a Republican, they'll go into your school book annual and see little things you wrote and all that stuff. But with Ketanji Brown Jackson, no, that's not the story. And then you get a few rhinos to make sure you get elected. And when we come back, we'll give you a little bit about this lady that just made it to the Supreme Court of the United States. The first brown lady. What? Brown Jackson. Oh, I'm sorry. The first black lady. Yes. I don't know why I do these things. But anyway, a little bit about what she does when it comes to children and people that commit crimes against children. More from Judd Garrett. Objectivity is the objective.com. That's objectivity. IsTheObjective.com. Be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Yahoo! We're so glad you're wearing an Easter bonnet and writing a poetic sonnet, but give me a chicken parmesan with loads of cheese and marinara sauce upon it. Yes, springtime has been a long time coming. So get on over to Columbo's to feast your eyes and sate your famished appetite on Columbo's delectable steaks, the freshest fish, and the world-class Columbo's family Italian recipes that will soothe the savage soul. And don't forget the world's greatest meatballs. Yes, it's time to once again ooh and ah and exclaim to once and all, I have found true yum-yum for my tum-tum. Columbo's, an excursion into dining excellence. Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mind you've been there.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, executive, and his book is No Wind, available at Amazon.com. Now, so here we go. The Supreme Court, Kentia Brown Jackson, she got in yesterday, and the thing is that whenever she, oh, and by the way, I would just mention real quick that she got in because, you know, basically it was a tie, but then you've got the Rhinos, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Mitt Romney. You can thank them later, because this lady, when it comes to child pornography, okay, and pedophiles, it seems like she's on their side for some reason. Am I over saying that when I say it sounds like and looks like she might be on their side?
Well, she's definitely very lenient on people who commit those types of offenses. As I put in my thing, you know, her sentences were 35% below the national average for the production of child pornography, 57% below for the possession, and 47% below for distribution. So, you know, she's extremely more lenient on these types of offenders than the average judge in our country is. And, you know, I thought those were legitimate questions to ask, as opposed to the way the Democrats handle their, you know, the confirmation hearings with, say, Kavanaugh, where they dug into, you know, his past when he was, you know, 15 years old and asked him these questions. The Republicans went right after her record as a judge, and they called her out on it. And, you know, it's very concerning that that she takes those stands on these types of offenses.
Yeah, and I don't know if she's married or has been married or what any of that is about, because, you know, I guess they weren't allowed to ask that because, you know, it wasn't like the last guy the Republicans put in, you know, when they went through his high school book and college book. And, you know, and boy, I'm telling you, like, don't ask her that. My goodness. Do you know if she's been married or is married or has a...
I thought she was married with children, but don't quote me on that. But that was that was my understanding. So I don't know how a parent, especially when you've had small children, could be lenient on pedophiles and child pornographers. That doesn't make any sense to me. So obviously she's so far to the left that you know she doesn't see those things as being issues.
She's so far to the left, that's why they're having a tea party today, because she got in, I guess. Hey, and by the way, listener, if you are having withdrawals from Will Smith and Chris Rock, all right, the world-famous writer Judd Garrett wrote an article, and it was called Pride, and it's very interesting. It was the one before this. So all you have to do is go to the website, objectivity.com, and you can read that one, and pretty interesting, you know. It's a lot of it's all about me things in it, you know, like, and that happens with a lot of things, and especially in Hollywood. What's the next one going to be about? Give me a exclusive advance notice.
I haven't decided. I was thinking about doing something on Ketanji Brown Jackson for Sunday, or Obama made some comments about censoring free speech. So I'm working on both of those. We'll see which one works out.
All right. Hey, Judd, appreciate it each and every time. And thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Judd Garrett, Garrett. And objectivity is theobjective.com. It'll be the Duke coming up next. That would be the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. Be back.
Are you tired of your favorite?
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Suede at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Hey, by the way, let me see, when we next meet, got a lineup here for you. Jonathan Emord, he's an attorney, practiced constitutional administrative law, author of the book The Authoritarians. We're going to be discussing America's administrative state is the very definition of tyranny. And then Frank Savato, host of Underground USA podcast, going to talk about his latest, including the Sacramento shooting is a product of society, not the gun industry. Right now, I want to tell you about my world-famous guest. Have him almost every single Friday. His name is Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. He's also contributed to the college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning. And you'll see his lovely face on television, and you'll hear his beautiful voice because he's a frequent guest on radio. And right now, here comes the Duke. Oh, my goodness. Duke. Thank goodness his last name isn't Mississippi, right? Hey, Selwyn, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Could you imagine
that? So we're right back in the 50s now.
Yeah. I don't think there's a song, Mississippi. No, I don't think so, unless you didn't know how to drink out of a Coke bottle, Mississippi. Never mind. All right. I'll tell you. Hey, thanks for not doing a brand new one today, all right? And the reason I say that is because you have so many absolutely good ones. And I'm going to tell you something. Oh. Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure we're not going to get to the one I'm going to mention in just a moment. But we're going to be talking about 5G can bring faster internet and frightful 1984 tyranny, China style, in just a moment. If we get a chance, we'll do the ex-transgender man. The ex-transgender man flying through the sky. But
I know.
Tell what I'm going
Sounds
to tell
like
you right now.
Sounds like a superhero, right?
I'm sorry?
Sounds like a superhero, right?
It does, yes. Not when I say Biden. It does until you get to that. But anyway.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you something, ladies and germs, that you need to go to Selwyn Duke's website, all right? A little bit later on, and you have to read COVID and the Ghost of Nuremberg. I'm going to tell you something, Selwyn. I think this might be the most moving article you've ever written. And I mean, seriously. It is so interesting and full of information. And
yeah.
Unbelievable. You get 5 stars for that one, maybe 6 stars, okay?
Thanks. Yeah, well, that's a magazine essay, so it's quite a bit longer. That appears in the current issue of the New American Magazine, and that's why it's probably not the best thing to discuss on the radio. It's very, very long, but I'm glad you liked it that much. Thank you.
It's long and it's disturbing, and I thought I knew just about everything about the Holocaust, okay? But when you get into the descriptions of what was happening to a lot of people there and the type of torture they were going through, I mean, my God, terrible, terrible. Speaking of terrible, let me ask you this. What's your opinion on 5G? Yes.
No.
5G can faster internet and frightful 1984 tyranny, China style. Wow. 5G. You know, because I'd had guests on a long time ago when they first started talking about 5G, don't put it next to your bedroom window if your grandma and granddad sleeping there, because its chances are, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And basically it had a lot to do with, the signal could interfere and get in your brain if you had one. So I was safe. Anyway.
I have 5G in my head.
Yeah, 5G. You know, and I don't know why I'm going on like this, but we had a history teacher in my little school. This was in southeastern New Mexico, right? You couldn't say the word gee. You know, like, gee, what in the world's going on? He would not let you use that gee because he said it was the short version of gee damn, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very
You know, you threw me for a second there, Chuck. You threw me for a second. I thought you said that you went to school in southeastern Mexico, and then I was saying, no. Wow, I'm going to have to ask about that, but I realized you said New Mexico. Okay.
Yeah. See, it was New Mexico. Nueva Mexico. Yeah. All right. Not Oldie Mexico. So.
I was thinking, Chuck, that maybe you'd snuck across the border, that there was something I didn't know about you.
I did one time, but I was going the other way.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was just a nighttime visit, you know, and then I bought my sombrero and I came back.
Oh, okay.
When I was a little kid,
that provides a lot of shade, those sombreros.
When I was a little kid, I thought sombrero was a word for donkey, but, you know, anyway. do you think 5G would kill a donkey?
Well, you never know. You never know. It's interesting about 5G because, as you know, it's gotten a bad rap in some quarters already, and people have basically talked about how it could disrupt aviation or it could degrade our health. But there's something that I think most of us didn't know about it, and this was discussed recently on Tucker Carlson's show. It's very, very interesting, and that's what my article is about. Now, 5G promises faster internet. That's how it's sold, and that's the promise it holds. But basically, there's another threat that it poses, and that's giving government, Chuck, the capacity to monitor and control everything, everyone, everywhere, all the time, we understand. And here's the kicker in the whole situation. What government is currently leading in 5G development? Well, it's today's everything, everyone, everywhere, all the time, Leviathan, and that would be China. And anyway, The man who's told us about this is Jonathan Pelson. He appeared on Tucker Carlson's show recently, as I said, and he's someone who's quite qualified to talk in this area. He is a telecom veteran, and he's author of the book Wireless Wars, China's Dangerous Domination of 5G and How We're Fighting Back. And now, Jonathan Pelson, I want to cut after I gave you that plug. No, I don't know him. I'm just kidding around.
I'll tell you what, you know, I have a lot of guests that come on and write books, and I tell them, you know, and there's one guy that does a lot of immigration books, and I mean, the titles are so long, and this one right here, this one is only, this is about short 10 words of what one guy has. Wireless Wars, China's Dangerous Domination of 5G, and How We're Fighting Back. See? After you read the title, then you, you know, have a glass of water and get to the book. Yeah, but anyway, long titles, I think, sometimes mess up chances for good writers not to sell their books because they just make it simple, you know. But anyway,
that's my little nipple. It's funny. I know. IQs today are getting lower and the titles are getting longer, and some of these titles I think are actually longer than the books that they're on.
I knew you'd put me first. IQs are getting lower. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay.
Modest Chuck.
Because, you know, 5G is very, you know, some people just want new things that are, you know, it's like, oh, wow, you know, look at that water pistol. That's so much better than the other water pistol. But sometimes you have to worry about it, you know, and but 4G couldn't handle all of this, right?
Right. Well, here's what Pelson said, this fellow, and like I said, he's highly qualified. He's been in this field for a long time. He told Tucker Carlson this week. He said, quote, 5G, despite the advertisements, is not just a faster 4G. The real payoff of 5G is that factories are going to use it to totally interconnect themselves. This thing they call the Internet of Things, your traffic systems, license plate readers, facial recognition systems, the way farms operate. There's devices now and sensors, wireless sensors on tractors, put sensors in the soil to test moisture levels. All of this will be connected. The 4G network can't handle that. If they can handle 1,000 calls in one sector, 5G can handle 100,000. So even though commercials talk about it being a lot faster than 4G, that's almost beside the point. Okay, now we're going to get into the scary part of this in just a second. Now, the whole thing is this. As I point out in my piece, Chuck, a system that's powerful enough to control everything that could help you is also powerful enough to control everything that could hurt you. And Tucker Carlson mentioned this to Pelson, and then Pelson responded, well, quote, you see why China would be so interested in being a dominant supplier of it. There is a bright line between a license plate reader being used to find some kidnapped child and a plate reader being used to find an opposition leader going to run a rally against the sitting elected officials or ruling officials. Mm-hmm. China is interested, certainly in the second part, a lot more than in the first. Okay. Now, this fellow Pelson, I was talking about his qualifications. He joined Lucent Technologies during the telecom boom of the 90s. He helped create and market some of the company's breakthrough technology solutions. That's according to his Amazon bio. So anyway, like I said, he's well qualified to talk on this. And what makes this even more troubling, Chuck, is Pelson writes in his book, he writes, of how America invented cellular technology, taught China how to make the gear, and then handed them the market. Okay, now, it's not going to surprise people to hear that, because the truth is we've been handing China a lot of things for many decades now. We know back in the 1990s how some of our nuclear secrets got to China, courtesy of Bill Clinton, it seems. But anyway, the book also includes, quote, this is according to its description, never before told stories from the executives and scientists who built the industry and describe how China undercut and destroyed competing equipment makers, freeing themselves to export their nation's network gear and their surveillance state. Okay. And it also reveals China's successful program to purchase the support of the world's leading political, business, and military figures in their effort to control rival nations' 5G networks.
Now, let me ask you, and I have to, what do you think this military figures, they're not talking about military figures like how long is the tank, right? They're talking about humans, aren't they? Military figures.
They are. They are.
Humans?
And I think you and I, Chuck,
yeah,
have discussed this in the past, how our pseudo-elites basically are bribed, paid off by China in a de facto sense. It's not maybe a literal bribe, but they have all these business interests and they're making so much money off China that they are, in essence, Manchurian candidates. And when they say military figures, they're probably talking about retired generals. But this is very, very dangerous because our pseudo-elites are absolutely selling us out to China. But anyway, what is 5G? Well, for a deeper understanding, realize that the G simply means it's a generation of wireless technology. PC Mag pointed that out. And each generation also has typically been incompatible with the previous one. So PC Magazine points out 1G was analog cellular. 2G technologies such as CDMA, GSM, and TDMA were the first generation of digital cellular technologies. 3G technologies brought speeds from 200 kbps to a few megabits per second. 4G technologies were the next incompatible leap forward. And they are now scaling up to hundreds of megabits and even gigabit-level speeds. And now this brings us to 5G, which will be far, far faster still. And I know we're going to a break.
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing with the break because it's right now it's eight S's away. Now it's five S's away. We're almost there. Here we go. It came upon us just like that, and everybody in the world knows about it because CRN is everywhere in the world. Isn't that amazing? I mean, who knows? They could be listening to you right now. Selwyn Duke will be back, and he's a writer for The New American, and his website where you can read all these excellent reports, selwynduke.com, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212. 3212.
Are you wanting to eat healthier, improve conservation, and support local farmers, ranchers, and markets? If so, turn on the revolution with Jim and Trav this week as Scott Lasath from Dead Meat and The Sporting Chef, Cat Daddy and John Brunson with Spear Life tackle food shortages, inflation, and the importance of understanding where your food comes from. The revolution is presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV. Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock Pacific Time on CRN Digital Talk, CRN 2.
Everybody's talking at me. Our Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke Ryder for the New American. And one of his latest, 5G can bring faster internet and frightful 1984 tyranny, China style. And so now we get into elaborate further. You say 5G will provide instantaneous send and response times. Yes. Beep. There it goes. Beep. Here it is. Probably faster than that, right?
Right. Well, this is the whole thing. 5G will be faster, much faster than anything we now have. And now is where it really gets scary, Chuck. And here I'm quoting the CBC. To elaborate further, 5G will provide, quote, instantaneous send and response times that will allow our devices to communicate directly with each other, essentially cutting humans out of the equation. Okay, and the outlet, Chuck, then quoted this British innovator, Kevin Ashton. He's the one who coined the phrase, the Internet of Things. And he said, quote, in the 21st century, because of the Internet of Things, computers can sense things for themselves.
Now, that sounds okay. Scary, right? That sounds like the Terminator. Yeah. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we've seen a lot
of
movies.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
this.
You turn the page, and there
go ahead,
is.
Please.
It's, you know what, I just turned the page, and of course it's films such as The Terminator. Gosh, see, I read this 2 days ago, so I'm sorry, now I know where I get all my good stuff from Selwyn Duke. Go ahead. Sorry.
No,
about
absolutely.
That.
Wow. I mean, people can see where this is going if they're science fiction minded, and this is not the threat we're really going to discuss, though, but lots of movies have been made about super intelligent computer artificial intelligence taking over. For instance, the Terminator series, you had Colossus, the Forbin Project. That was back in 1970, by the way. People were talking about this. You had the Matrix films. So this has long been a fear of us, of ours, I should say. But the greater threat right now, realistically, lies with uber-aggressive China and really our ever-burgeoning Big Brother in general, you know, our big government. And here's the thing, I was quoting Becker News in my piece. It was talking about how Beijing, China, is trying to dominate this Internet of Things. And what it's basically doing is it's trying to insinuate itself, Chuck, like a virus, into the machinery of our Western civilization. It wants to control all things. And, you know, I think right now, Chuck, this is not in my piece, but you might remember this. There was this story a few years ago about how police departments in various parts of our country were being given drones for free by China.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have to ask, why would China be providing free drones mm-hmm. to our police departments? I mean, is China that magnanimous, that charitably minded? Well, obviously, they want to collect information. I mean, there has to be something malevolent.
I think you and I discussed that, Selwyn, and the ironic thing was that it took a lot of, especially police forces, to kind of catch on, you know, well, they're only going to be looking for criminals, right? They're not going to be, you know, checking out and seeing what's going on and where's this and where's the water supply, for example. You know, you fly over. Where's the reservoir located? Yeah. I mean, stupid is as stupid does, but anyway, go ahead. Got a couple of minutes here.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know what it's like? It's like a guy stops his car and says to a kid on the sidewalk, here, little boy, I'll give you some free candy. That's totally innocent, right? What could possibly go wrong?
You know, I'll give you another example, Selwyn. I'll tell you what. If you'll give me the combination to your safe, I'll keep it just in case you lose the numbers, okay? I'll keep it for you, too. That's about the same thing.
That's a good one. But, Yeah, it's interesting because really we're heading into a very dangerous time for humanity because of what we're discussing here. And I quote Mark Stein in my piece. He said years ago, well, ponder this. How successful would the American Revolution have been if King George III could have just pressed a button and frozen all of the colonials' bank accounts?
Yeah.
Well, we know the colonials didn't have bank accounts, but he was making a point that nowadays we're so reliant upon all this technology and Big Brother can control it at the touch of a button. But here's the thing. 5G takes this to a different level altogether because this is what we understand from Pelson and others, that it would give government the capacity to monitor and conceivably control our every move. Okay? Now,
right.
Of course,
I'll tell
as
you
we
what,
need, Chuck,
because we're coming up on this break,
we're
going to come back and we're going to do the climax of it. And the interesting thing is a guy who used to speak. His name was Ben Franklin. And just about everything he said would go down as a good quote. And we may just get to one of those good quotes from the good man, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. His website, selwynduke.com. Hold it. Okay, I fixed it. We'll be right back.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. It's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor. Like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Keep listening for a free offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American and the website selwynduke.com. And I have to apologize there. My 1G got stuck there going into that break. Okay, so.
You're still with 1G, huh?
Yeah, still 1G. And, yeah. So, wrapping this one up here, and like I said, there's a good quote coming up, but I'm trying to remember where you let me off exactly here. Did you say that talking about how it's going to be a benefit for mankind for the greater social control? And that was from Becker News?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no. I stopped just before that, but yeah. As for me, though, Chuck, I'm lucky if I have half a G sometimes, just so you know, or a quarter of a G, but
no.
You know, the truth. Yeah, yeah. The truth is that with technology, and some people who commented under my article made this point. I guess they didn't read the article because they acted as if I didn't mention it, but that's the case with these commenters sometimes. But technology could always be used for good or for evil. I mean, obviously, this comes down to mankind. You know, man is capable of good or evil. The problem is that too often it is used for evil. And having said that, you know, I point out in my article, we have no choice. We have to try to develop this technology. We have to stay at the forefront of it, which we may not be right now because, like I said, China seems like it's taken the lead, because it's as with nuclear weapons previously. You couldn't entertain this nonsense of unilateral disarmament because then your adversaries would have nuclear weapons and you'd get conquered. That's how it works. This is a similar thing. We have to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, technologically. But the problem is this: if we don't right our moral ship, if we don't become a better people, we're not going to use technology in the proper way. And then whether it's foreign or domestic, tyranny will, Chuck, be our lot. There's no doubt about it. And in my piece, this is what you were referencing earlier, I quoted Ben Franklin. He warned about this. As nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. And that has been echoed by great thinkers throughout the ages. One quotation I love to mention is from Edmund Burke, the Anglo-Irish philosopher. He said, "It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters." And that's true. So the problem here is, to sum up, this Internet of Things, as they call it, can give those masters, those who would be masters, true mastery. But then we have the problem of man's inability to master himself, and of course, I mean morally. Well, one question we have to ponder here, Chuck, though, is whether we could ever, ever be virtuous enough to manage the kind of technological power our fertile minds produce. Okay, that really is the question. I close with the line, "Ingenuity and iniquity, a deadly marriage make." But that is the bottom line, because certain technologies provide a lot more temptation. And I could analogize this here. Again, some people in the comments section didn't really seem to get the point, the comments section of my article. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like this. We've seen those movies about people who had great godlike powers, like Lawnmower Man, where he attained these powers where he could control others' minds. Or there was that old episode of The Twilight Zone where that little boy played by Billy Mummy, you might remember him, he was 5 years old, and he could control everyone with his great mental powers. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, if you had technology that allowed people to do that, what would the temptation be like to misuse it? So my point is, with certain technologies, the temptation is just far greater. And you have to wonder, I mean, I hate to be a doomsayer, but you have to wonder if humanity, Chuck, could ever be good enough to manage technology that's too great in a proper fashion. That really is a question. But all we can do is try to cultivate virtue in ourselves and in our civilization. That is always the job we have. And if we don't, we're going to fall one way or another.
Yeah, here's a question for you, okay, with 5G. What do you think the effect of an EMP explosion would have on 5G? Because supposedly it knocks out all communications and electronics. It's not going
right.
to, you know, is it better than 1G, 3G, 5G, 4G? You know, I'm just kind of wondering if they've, it's still going to be the same old thing if somebody does an EMP because it knocks out all power. That's what I've
heard. Yeah, I really can't answer that question. That's an electromagnetic pulse attack. That's when they detonate a nuclear weapon high up in the atmosphere, and supposedly it could fry our electric grid. Now, that is the consensus opinion I've heard, Chuck, that it would wipe out our electric grid and basically plunge us back into the 19th century in terms of lifestyle, in terms of technology, which would cause, unless the problem could somehow be remedied in short order, 90% of our population to die off, because we could not sustain ourselves the way people did back then, and our population is too large now. We're reliant upon modern food production and water delivery systems and whatnot. But I've also heard, Chuck, a minority opinion stating that actually our electric grid is more resistant to these things than some people think. But I don't know if that's true.
Well,
but, yeah, I can't
what,
answer that question about 5G. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's interesting, and I don't want to waste too much time on it, but you know, they've actually had the experiment that went on in the Pacific Ocean. And I'm trying to think of the year, and I remember it was right around my Navy days. But anyway, it knocked out almost all of the island of Hawaii. And go ahead and Google that. Don't Google it. DuckDuckGo that. And and it's very interesting because it did knock out the electricity and all that stuff. And that was the early bomb explosions, you know, and it was also from, it wasn't, I don't think it was in the atmosphere. I think it was, well, of course it was in the atmosphere, but it was launched from an island or something, or for a ship. But it's interesting reading when you check it out. You want to get to ex-transgender man Biden? Ex-transgender man Biden. And that is a title there that'll really grab your attention. I say, I got to read this one. But there's more to it. Is promoting institutionalized child abuse. Oh, say it isn't so, Selwyn.
Yeah. Well, let's just point out there is a colon between that ex-transgender man and Biden, because we don't want to say he's one.
Yeah.
He's got enough problems as it is, that Joe Biden. He's even being ignored now in White House affairs. I'm sure you saw those videos. But anyway, so I quoted here in this article this fellow Walt Heyer, who I've cited before. He's a former, quote, transgender person. Now, let me just say, as I always do, I don't use the lexicon of the left, so I would call such people must individuals. That stands for made-up sexual status, because you have to control the language of the debate, and that's a more accurate way of putting it. But anyway, he said he appeared on Fox News's The Ingram Angle on Thursday. He said, not this Thursday, last Thursday,
right,
quote, "This is institutionalized child abuse. They're working on destroying an entire generation of children." Okay? Well, that's a very, very serious comment. And really what he was talking about is how today, of course, they're pushing these must so-called transitions on kids. The Biden administration said recently that the Justice Department is going to look to take action against states who want to outlaw the giving of must treatments to young children, which, of course, no one should be doing, but we'll get into that. Well, anyway, this fellow Heyer, Chuck, knows whereof he speaks, because he spent 8 years living what I'm sure he'd now call a counterfeit female persona. He was a must individual. Well, in his case, he embarked upon this mutilative procedure when he was 17. What happened was, he was having some problems in his life, and the psychiatrist got a hold of him, and at that so-called doctor's urging, he went through this so-called must transition. But he later on realized it was a mistake, and he embraced the reality of his maleness. And he now runs the website sexchangeregret.com. And anyway, here's what he told Laura Ingraham. He said, again, this is institutionalized child abuse. They're working on destroying an entire generation of children. Quote, none of these children need hormone blockers. They don't need to transition. One of the things that nobody ever seems to talk about is this one word called consequences. Consequences. Okay. Now, as to this, let me point out that even if you look at Sweden, which is probably the most must-friendly nation in the world, if you're a person there who calls himself transgender, they bend over backwards for you. But even in Sweden, the post-operation suicide rate for these people is very, very high. So it's not a remedy at all. And Heyer pointed out, I'll use my own statistics, which are a little more precise, but basically, if you leave these kids who are sexually confused alone to their own devices, naturally as they pass through adolescence, Chuck, upwards of 80% of the girls and 90% of the boys will return to normalcy. They will embrace the reality of their actual sex as long as adults don't interfere and mix them up further. In other words, they're just going through a phase. Okay? And as I said, this fellow Heyer, he knows whereof he speaks when he talks about this. And he gave a little testimonial to Laura Ingraham. Here's what he said. Quote, I'm sitting here because I started cross-dressing at the age of 4, and I can tell you that caused me emotional, psychological, and eventually it became a sexual child abuse. And so when parents are having children do this or entertaining the idea of doing it, they're actually engaging in child abuse. Now we have the government actually promoting institutionalized child abuse. It's destroying children. It's destroying families. And it's actually destroying much of society today. This is really insane, he said. Quote, and here's the thing. No one yet in history has ever, no doctor, no surgeon, nor hormones, has ever been able to affect a change of sex biologically in anyone. It's not possible. And that's absolutely true. You know, Chuck, stop me if I'm going on too long, but I've said this before on your show. Let's make this very, very clear. There is no physiological marker that is looked for when these quack doctors tell people they have, quote, gender dysphoria and then prescribe some kind of must mutilation or must intervention. There is no brain scan for gender dysphoria. There is no blood chemistry test. There is no test of any kind. There is no genetic test. No physiological marker is identified whatsoever. How do they diagnose these people? Well, they diagnose them using feelings. If they have, quote, I'll use the psychobabbler's terminology here, Chuck, if they have strong feelings of cross-gender identification that persist for more than 6 months, they will diagnose them then as having a problem, and on the basis of this psychological diagnosis, Chuck, they will prescribe a biological fix. Now, there's an incongruence there. How does that make any sense whatsoever? As I've said to you before, you know, you like this analogy, I know, but it's as if a guy goes to a cardiologist and he says, Doc, I just feel that I have heart disease. I'm sure of it. And the doctor just saying to him, oh, well, okay, are you feeling strong and persistent? Yes. They've lasted for more than 6 months? Yes. Okay, I'll cut open your chest and perform a bypass. In other words, without performing any tests to confirm that heart disease is actually present. That's exactly the kind of diagnostic method that's being applied here. And this absolutely is malpractice. Unbelievable, Chuck, that it's tolerated. Mm-hmm. And you know what else you could liken it to? There's this problem called body integrity identity disorder. You and I have discussed it before. Now, how does that relate to what we're talking about? Well, people who suffer from this, it's really very bizarre, feel they're sure that a certain part of their body does not belong on or in their body. It could be a leg or both legs. It could be an eye. These people want to have these body parts removed, and their feelings are so strong, how strong are they, that sometimes they engage in self-mutilation or self-amputation. Now, it's the same thing. It's a body dysmorphic disorder, just like with these MUS individuals. All these people are the same in that they have this delusion that their body is not as it should be. But what is the remedy for this? The remedy is not to pander to this psychological issue and change their bodies. The remedy is to try to change their minds, which, of course, admittedly, is more difficult to do. But that is the remedy. And by the way, in saying what I just said, I quoted Dr. Paul McHugh, who used to be a head psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins. Okay, that's what he said. But anyway, so in my piece, I also quote this fellow who was echoing what Heyer said. And this fellow, Alan Finch, he's an Australian. He also is an ex-MUS individual. What did he say about this? I've cited him many times. He said, quote, "You fundamentally can't change sex. The surgery doesn't alter you genetically. It's genital mutilation." And that's what it is. And by the way, about this advocating a biological fix for a psychological problem, Finch said about this, Chuck, quote, "The analogy I use about giving surgery to someone desperate to change sex is it's a bit like offering liposuction to an anorexic." Okay, very, very good analogy there.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, but let's get back to Heyer. And if you want to interject, please do. But let's get back to Heyer. You know, he also discussed this idea that what he calls sex change regret is rare. And this is what he said to Ingram about this. Well, my website, sexchangeregret.com, I have over 10,000 emails in my inbox in the last 10 years. My website's gotten well over 2 million, 3 million views. I'm working with people every day who write to me and say, in anywhere from 3 weeks all the way up to 40 years after going through these procedures, I just realized that they didn't change my sex. All they did was ruin my life. Can you help me detransition?
Yeah.
And hey, earlier in this month,
and Selwyn, as we go into this break here,
one thought
on my part here, I'm just wondering, you know, how many of them realize they've made this mistake and they want others to make the same mistake so it'll make them feel maybe a little bit better because somebody else is doing it too, you know? I'm just wondering, you know, it's like turning the tail, so to speak. Selwyn Duke, he's going to be right back. His website, SelwynDuke.com, and we'll be wrapping things up. Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760, 800-353-1760, 800-353-1760, that's 800-353-1760.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care unit. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Selwyn Duke, and we're talking about ex-transgender man. Biden is promoting institutionalized child abuse, and available at selwynduke.com. And go ahead, Selwyn. Interesting, disturbing report, you know.
Well, Biden, or really his administration, because he doesn't know what's going on, is promoting this nonsense, this institutionalized child abuse. And I know we don't have a lot of time, so let me just sum up here, because we have to fight this with every fiber of our being, and we can't do that if we use the left's language. That's something I point out in my article. We can't do that if we're going to be apologetic. We can't do that if we're going to be timid. Now, a few quick examples. Even Walt Heyer, he used the term detransition. I point out in my article, well, you can't detransition because you can't transition in the first place because you can't change sex. Okay, that's the first thing. So we've got to use different terminology there. Then here's another one that I hear all the time. Even Tucker Carlson uses this, biological male. Everyone loves that term. Well, let me ask you a question. Is there such a thing as an artificial male? What other kind of male is there? Okay, male by definition is a biological designation. So biological male is a redundancy and one that facilitates the MUS agenda, because it implies that there is another type of male, and that is the MUS message. They call people like that trans men. Okay, no, there's no such thing. It's just male. You don't have to use the lexicon of the left. And for that matter, don't use the term gender when you mean sex. Sex refers to the biological reality of being male or female. Gender, which used to mainly refer only to grammar, word categories into which words are divided, was co-opted by the left, and it, according to the psychobabblers, is your perception of what you are. And if your perception of what you are does not accord with the reality of what you are, well, you don't call that gender rightly. You call that delusion, and you try to help the person. So anyway, my point is, again, we have to stop being apologetic, stop using the lexicon of the left. Don't be timid. You know, they say might makes right. I also say right makes might. When you know that the truth is on your side, that emboldens you. So stand up against this MUS agenda. Real kids are really being hurt every single day, and it'll continue as long as we all continue to be cowed. Be bold. Yeah.
You know, Chuck Wilder here just came up with, wouldn't it be interesting if they just were honest and they go into the surgeon and say, I'd like to have brain surgery. Oh, really? Yeah, I want to change my sex.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because isn't it about the same thing, sex change, brain surgery? Because, you know,
it's... Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm Rush Limbaugh. Really? Yes. Well, all right. I'm Selwyn Duke. Oh, I feel sorry for you. No.
But I will tell you this, Chuck. in just a minute, you're going to be able to transition from talk show host back to a husband, father, and all-around great guy.
Ex-Navy man. That's, yes.
Yeah.
That's all those pleasant memories, you know? Yes. Okay. And the unpleasant ones, too. But it's always a pleasant memory once I have to say goodbye to Selwyn Duke and look forward to the next visit every week. I appreciate it very much, Selwyn. And
thank you, Chuck.
As usual. Selwyn Duke.
Thank you.
And it's SelwynDuke.com. God bless you. Hey, thank you very much, Suede. Thank you for listening. And God bless the United. U-N-I-T-E-D. Yes, United States of America. Thank you.